person should have a mokum kavua for his tefillah, and he should not switch it unless there's a big tzara. He should also have a mokum kavua in the base method. So maybe it's important for people to know that. People don't realize that there's an opinion to have a mokum kavua. Mokum kavua means always. Not on Shabbos here, and Sunday there, and Tuesday there, and Shabbos here, and Tuesday here, and Ayur there. It's a zilzil in the tefillah, a person who doesn't do it. It says a person is kavir tefillosa, mokum tefillosa, so the Shabohu will come in the schools of Avram Avinu to the Kabbalah Tzvilah. Well, it's impossible, impossible, as much as we can. Also, one should not daven right by the door. He should go in the Shir of Shnei Tzoch and Nachal Yisfal. There's various perushim this. One says it means 8 Tzvochim away from the wall. Shouldn't be mamish by the door. Because if you're down right by the door, it looks like you want to be in the best position to get out. Kamuvan, if that's the only place that's available in the shul, take it. You're doing it because there's no other place. Others say it's because if you're right near the door, you're always looking outside. So you don't have proper kavona. So in that case, if the door is a solid door, you can't see out. So you don't have a problem. And the third shot is doesn't mean where you sit. It means how quick you dive. You shouldn't just run off the street into the tefillah. You should have a little break beforehand. It's Bodhigur Manusa. One of the reasons why people don't have kavona, mincha is the worst of all of the Shmon Esrei, because very often people are just running straight off the street into Shmon Esrei, and they never stop thinking about what they were doing before the Shmon Esrei. So by the time they stop thinking what they were thinking about, it's already way past Shmon Esrei. They should put a stop and you say, you know, whatever until now, I'm finished. If you really want an Eitzah Tova, think about all the things you were thinking about before you started. I have to go shopping over here, and I have to fight with the neighbor over there, and I have to do this over there. Just make it clear to you, okay, those are the things I have to take care of. Okay, very good. Now I'm going to start talking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a lot of help. The problem is with half involved in Machshavos, we don't take the break to start to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't do that, no matter how long you're davening, you're just going to dream more. Maybe it's good for Menuchas and Nefesh to rest a little bit. It's not tefillah. And another thing is there shouldn't be a chatzitza between the person and the wall in front of him. It says that something is kavua. A wall or a cabinet or something like that is not considered a chatzitza, and it also has to be 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. Something less than that is also not considered hefsek. Also, a person in front of you is not a hefsek.